Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Living in the spotlight of high visibility, some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Mark 3:2. It's an uneasy feeling, the feeling of being watched and evaluated and talked about. But it's a feeling Jesus was familiar with, for he had attracted the attention of many in Jerusalem, including the Jewish authorities. Just like Christ, his followers are also on center stage. And as J.C. Ryle comments, that kind of visibility can either move you to action or immobilize you. Walk with J.C. Ryle, a British church leader and author in the 1800s. Christ's people must not expect to fare better than their master. They are always watched by the world. Their conduct is scrutinized. Their ways are noted and diligently observed. They can do nothing without the world noticing it. Their dress, their expenditures, their use of time, their conduct in all areas of life, all are closely observed. The thought should make us exercise a holy jealousy over all our conduct. It should make us diligent to avoid even the appearance of evil. Above all, it should make us pray to be kept pure in our attitudes, speech, and daily conduct. That Savior, who himself was watched, knows how to sympathize with his people and to supply grace to help in time of need. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 19.
Mark 3. Another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him, for he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God!" But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder: Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
As a servant of Christ, you have a life of high visibility. Others are watching your life and evaluating the person you claim to follow. Like it or not, you may be the best Christian someone knows, or the worst. Someone near you may one day say yes to Christ because he or she saw him living in you. Christian, you have no choice about whether you will be in the spotlight or not, but you do have a choice about what that spotlight will reveal to those who watch. You're on.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru walkthroughthebible.org/ntpod. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.